Yo, yo, yo. What's up, everybody? It's Sean here for another episode. I'm sitting outside my gym, about to go in for my second workout of the day. 7:48 at night. And yesterday, I talked to you guys about why you got to stay productive. Talked about why boredom is probably one of the worst things that can happen to a person. And I also shared with you that I might talk more about how to stay productive. And so that's what I'm going to talk to you about today. So as you know, I talk about health, wealth, love, the three pillars of life, and how you can use them to help organize your day and help you to stay more productive and avoid boredom. So for me, in the morning, I want health. And then throughout the day, I'm going to focus on wealth. And then in the evening time, later afternoon time, I'm going to focus on love. So, the morning health, what does that mean? Well, in the morning, I'm going to wake up, I'm going to take a shower, I'm going to clear my mind. At the end of my shower, I'm going to make it freezing cold. That way, it helps with my body and any inflammation in my body that I may be having. And it just feels really good, and it helps you build your willpower as well. So, taking the shower, then I'm going to read roughly 30 minutes. Usually 15 minutes of one book, 15 minutes of another book. And then I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to get my workout in. And then later on, it's going to be around 9:30. The markets are going to be opening and I'm going to be focusing on wealth and making money. So that goes to watching my YouTube videos, any videos about any news, about any stocks I own, reading articles about any stocks that I own, focusing on real estate. If I'm in the process of getting a tenant in a property, or if I am in the process of acquiring another property, I'll focus on whatever phone calls I have to make, if I have to go look at properties, whatever that may be. And then also creating content like this, what I'm doing right now. And also going to my regular active income job, doing that as well. And then in the evening time is love. Love also means just socializing, being with people, relaxing, taking it easy. Because you will burn yourself out if all you do is focus on health and wealth and leave no time for love and socializing. So what do I mean by that? Well, you know, it could be as simple as watching TV, watching Netflix, could be going out with some friends, hanging out with a girl, whatever it may be, whatever makes you happy, you know, whatever you can do in the evening time to decompress. Now, I understand some people, you know, the socializing aspect and all of that might not be the main priority. And I know for me right now, it's not the main priority. And so sometimes I'll forget to do that part of the day and I will just go to sleep and pass out. Other times I'll remember it, but, you know, and that's all right. You know, depending on where you are in your scenario, where you are in your process of life, you know, you can decide where you need to be spending more time. You know, maybe you're just starting with reading all these books and learning, and you really need to indulge yourself in a deep learning process. And maybe it's more important for you to focus that time at the end of the day to add in another hour of reading. You know, maybe it's more important for you to watch that educational YouTube video about whatever it is you want to learn about. You know, wealth is going to take over sometimes into the evening, and that's normal. That's okay. That's part of the process. But at some point in your life, it's important that you really organize and prioritize and set up distinct time periods throughout the day where it's okay to be doing this and where it's okay to be doing that. So this is just my life, what I do, how I try to avoid boredom, and how I try to create my own happiness. And If you guys want to learn more, if you guys need personal one-on-one coaching, any help of any sort with any of these three things, health, wealth, love, just shoot me an email at johnmentorsme@gmail.com. We'll get together. We can chat. We can talk. It's not a big deal. Hit me up. Let's work together. I want to help people. I need to help people. I don't even want to help you. I need to help people. It's something deep down that is just calling to me. So reach out to me, johnmentorsme@gmail.com. Talk to me about your life. I'm interested. I want to know. I'm curious. So I'll leave you guys with that. Enjoy the rest of the day. Have fun. I love you. Stay healthy. Stay happy. Peace.